Thank you so much, indeed. Kim and Mike Birch with The Good Stuff, and we're delighted to be sharing with you. Mike, you want to talk about a sponsor?
I am going to tell you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to visit us here in Cherry County, Nebraska. Look up 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. Maybe it's a trip for Valentine's Day. You know, we used to have a lot of people that come to Valentine and get married on Valentine's Day, or just a special date and a weekend getaway. So check that out as well. And right around that same time in February, it's the Bull Bash. Go to bullbash.net and find out what that's all about. And for all of these and more, visit valentine.org.
Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Are you a part of that base? You need to be. You can go to tsln.com now to subscribe. Get the latest in all ag-related topics. Go to Tri-State Livestock News.
What are you going to share on The Good Stuff for us?
Well, you know what today is?
Today is the 4th of the month. It's Monday, and the election tomorrow.
The election is tomorrow, so I thought it was appropriate to share this. This actually came out of an Ann Landers article a long time ago. So, when your confidence is flagging and you feel like throwing in the towel, listen to this. Some folks may think it's corny, but I find it inspirational. If you sometimes get discouraged, consider this fellow. He dropped out of grade school, ran a country store, and he went broke. Took 15 years to pay off his bills. Took a wife, unhappy marriage, ran for House, lost twice. Ran for Senate, lost twice. Delivered a speech that became a classic, but the audience was indifferent to it. Attacked daily by the press and despised by half the country. Despite all this, imagine how many people all over the world have been inspired by this awkward, rumpled, brooding man who signed his name simply A. Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Quite a story there, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. I think maybe that's part of what made him such an incredible president is all he had been through leading up to it. It gave him a powerful insight.
Did you know that a cubic inch of bone is about 4 times as strong as concrete?
Oh, isn't that amazing? I did not. That is.
Or that you can get a rough estimate in the temperature by counting the number of times a cricket chirps in 15 seconds. And then adding 37.
And then adding 37.
I tried that once, but I forgot how to do the math. And so
You didn't remember the 37. 37 would be the tricky part.
One more little thing you might learn today. There are more lakes in Canada than in the rest of the world combined. Just some facts for you today on The Good Stuff.
Yeah, those are just always interesting. I just gave a little piece out of Ann Landers. And here's another piece out of Ann Landers. It's called Gossip. Remember Me? My name is Gossip. I have no respect for justice. I maim without killing. I break hearts and I ruin lives. I am cunning and malicious and gather strength with age. The more I am quoted, the more I am believed. I flourish at every level of society. My victims are helpless. They cannot protect themselves against me because I have no name and no face. To track me down is impossible. The harder you try, the more elusive I become. I am nobody's friend. Once I tarnish a reputation, it is never the same. I topple governments and I wreck marriages. I make innocent people cry in their pillows. My name is Gossip. And I think it's time now to lighten things up a little bit. Every weekday morning at 11:30 a.m., the telephone operator in a small town received a call by a man asking for the exact time. You might be able to guess this was a while ago. One day she got up the nerve to ask him why he called so often. "I'm foreman at the local sawmill," the man explained. "Every day I have to blow the whistle exactly at noon, so I call you for the correct time." "That's funny," the operator giggled. "All these years, we've been setting our clock by your whistle."
Yeah, you got to check those things out.
Isn't that cute?
Hey, thanks for listening on great radio stations out there like Goodland, Kansas, KLOE, 730 AM, and Dickinson, North Dakota's KXDI 93.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.